catfish, brim. That's all I can fish of right now.
What about shellfish?
You mean like clams?
Yeah. What's the kind of shell? The kind of shellfish that you eat usually? It's sort of like a clam.
Oyster.
Okay. And then, well, the things you use for to go fishing with, what you put on the
fish
end.
Fishing rod.
Yeah, and
hook.
The thing you put on the end of your hook, catch.
Bait.
Yeah. You ever? What do you use for bait?
Worm. My father sometimes used flies and stuff like that.
All kinds of things, don't they?
I know, they really do.
What do you use for catching catfish?
My father, sometimes, very seldom though, he's caught them with regular worm bait. Sometimes he'll get something else, I don't know what it's called. But it's like the bait coming in things like this, and it's about this tall, and about that wide, and it has these little things, and it looks like it has wings on it, but I never do put them on. He just, he puts them on, and I just throw the hook out, the hook and line out there.
Okay. The other thing, sometimes they use them for bait that they get out of the ocean.
The minnow?
Yeah, these little curly things. You cook them, they turn pink.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You get them out of the ocean down near Savannah.
I don't know.
Shrimp?
Oh, they fish with shrimp? How can they afford to do that? I never knew they fish with shrimp.
Yeah, sometimes they use them for bait.
No, I couldn't wait for shrimp like that, no. My father, like, when he'll come, my grandfather has a pond. And he'll go somewhere else and like run the edge, little fish, tiny little fish,
mm-hmm.
swim around the edge, and he just takes the bucket and dip it. And he uses those minnows and the fish with and to catch bigger fish. Because when you put them in the water, they'll stay alive. And the other fish and the bigger fish will eat them because they think they're swimming around.
Yeah. Let me see. Kinds of insects.
Flies, horse flies, crickets, mosquitoes.
The kind that come in at night and fly around the light. You know what I mean?
I know what you're talking about. It's how like all the gnats and stuff that come around.
Yeah.
And collect the light, but I don't know what they're called.
There's one kind that's got real big, sort of blurry wings.
Dragonfly?
Yeah. You ever hear something called a camel fly?
No.
Light bug?
Yeah, I've heard those.
Now, what's a light bug?
A light bug, I guess, I've always thought it was just a bug that gathered around the light. And I've heard of fireflies, but I've never seen one.
What about the kind that get in your clothes?
Moth.
Okay. If you have a whole bunch of them, you have a whole bunch of
moth.
The kind that build small paper nets on the side of a house. They'll sting.
What?
Okay. Let me see. The part of a tree that grows underneath the ground. That's called the
root.
Okay. And your father and mother together, there you probably already said this, they're called your
parents.
And if you had kids, your sons and daughters would be called your
children.
And they would be your boys and your
girls.
Okay. If a mother's looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she's what three children? She's
raised.
Okay. If one of the boys is 5 inches taller this year, you say he
grew.
Okay. And you might say you certainly have
grown.
Okay. Talking to a married woman, you wanted to talk to her sort of respectfully, you'd, you'd call her what?
Ma'am.
Ma'am. And Mrs. Okay. Sensitive part of the questionnaire. I'll type at the same time. Words that are used, kind of pejorative terms, put down terms that are used for black people in general, that you've heard.
You mean, I've never heard anybody other, I think my mother says like, things like, you mean like spook and.
Yeah.
Nigger and coon. That's all.
What about words that are used for